And we can start. Okay. So yesterday we started dealing with I can't tell how important the sugi is. We're dealing with the sugi of betochen. We said that essentially there's two main. Don't think there's only two shittas of betochen in the rishonim. There's two main mahalchim that we're dealing with now. Obviously, there's more to talk about here. In betochen, the shita of Rabbeinu Yoina, the Chovos HaLevavos, that shita that says if you're on a certain level of betochen, you get whatever you ask for. And then we saw that there's another level, which we said yesterday is a much higher level. That's the shita of Rashi, Tomim Tiyam Hashem Alakecho. That shita says your menucha, always looking for the menucha, the tranquility that comes with betochen, because that's the essence of betochen. It comes from the fact that you know that whatever's happening is happening for the good because it's coming from Hashem. It's not that you get whatever you want. It's that whatever happens is ultimately for our good. It's not being thrown off by things that don't go your way. That's really the nekuda atzmiya. I'll tell Moide Kamaisa about that. We'll see. But so we asked the question, so what do you need the first level for? Because for sure that's not shaykh to us. We're not kosher to that. Anisoin today is not that nisoin. Anisoin today is not having the power to override whatever Hashem's doing. We have the koyach to and the ability and the struggle. Everybody knows it inside. Our struggle is to be makabel. What's happening besimchu ba'ava? And that's an avoider. There's a law poshut. But you understand that that's your avoider. If anybody thinks his avoider is to get whatever he wants because he's such a big baal b'tochen, besada, well, what pa? Why are you here? That this is where we try to, yeah, we're just taking fledgling steps in this area, each one according to his level in different areas. So that's the question is, so what do you need the first one for? So he brought in a Moedik idea, yeah, not from Betochen, but from the Sugi of Tzadik Varalo and the Sugi of Tzadik Vatoivlo. Moshe Rabbeinu, he said, was Torish Biksav. In Torish Biksav, it's Tzadik Vatoivlo. If you behave properly, you'll have rain in your time. If you don't, you won't. It's all based on how we behave. That's our Hog of Hashem towards us. Rabbi Kiva, on the other hand, was completely different. Even though he was a big tzaddik and he mamash overturned everything, he turned his life around. He came from nowhere, rebuilt his life, and we saw that at the end, he suffered terrible sufferings. His whole life, he suffered terrible sufferings, poverty and abandonment, and who knows what, 24,000 from him dying. Not an easy life. Yeah? Where Moshe Rabbeinu, we don't see, had those kind of issues. So, not that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have problems in his sinus, but it was against the backdrop of Tzadik V'Tovlo, not Tzadik V'Ralo, Ad Kadei that we saw that Moshe Rabbeinu can't even understand Rabbi Akiva. Lo yichol avin et zeh. And yet Rabbi Akiva, where is he getting his koyach from? Or called koitz v'koitz? He's getting that from Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Yesod is, and this is the Yesod we said yesterday, we spoke about this many, many times. Rabbi Tetz wrote a whole book on this called Living Inspired. Mod Kadar to go look at that. Here's another sefer, the one that came out last, I think about Darkness and the Dawn or whatever. It's based on the same Yesod. He told me that, I think he even brings it down in the Dom, I can't remember. But he's only told this to me that Ramosha Shapira Zatzal said that he was able to answer more than 200 kashas using that yesod. But that's a good yesod. When you have a principle in Torah and it answers over 200 kashas, that's a good principle. Yeah, that's a very powerful principle. In the safe itself, he brings down maybe 10 of those kashas that get dealt with. Unbelievable range of difficulties in understanding machshava that this yesod deals with. And the yesod is that there's always a stage one where everything looks perfect and glorious and wonderful. That then gets taken away. And you have to then go build it, rebuild it yourself to get to where you were on stage one. But now you've done it yourself. You can get it for free. So what do you need stage one for? Because you need to be shown what you're capable of. You need to always go back and say, wow, oh yeah, I can do this. I remember I was there. Then it got taken away. Now I can go weiter with that. You see it everywhere. It's in marriage. It's in becoming a Baal Tshuva. It's in every aspect of your life. There's nowhere where you won't see this pattern functioning. Nowhere. Microcosmically, macrocosmically, it's the shift between Nevuah to Talmud Bavli, to Talmud, from Navi to Chochem, where we went with ancient Knesset Gedoyla. That's the watershed between the period of, let's say, Moshe Rabbeinu, period of Nevuah, and then going into the period of Chochmah, which is then the Tanoim take over from the Nevi'im, and then we have a completely different world. Oh, we can't even imagine what, I mean, the world was just like, wow, different. But that's phase two. Phase three will be Mashiach. That'll be by Shlishi. You have by Shrishon, by Shani, then you have by Shlishi. Everywhere. Male, female, child. That's the Yesod. So you have to work with this. Don't ever forget this Yesod. It's more chashuv. You get shown what you're capable of, and then it gets taken away. That's not a demotion. That's the promotion. That's the compliment. Shem says, now I know you can do it. I have confidence in you that you can get back to that level. Go do it. Okay. Did we start? We're on Kuf Samach Tes. That I know. Okay, I don't know if we did this. Moshe Rabbeinu Tzadik V'Toivlo. I don't know if we did that. If anyone's following in the Sefer, I don't think we started that paragraph. Baruch. You want to take out your Sefer? Okay. No, I don't think we did this. Shnei manhigim omdu leklal Yisrael b'shtei tekufa sh'oisen aranu liel. There were two leaders that led Klal Yisrael through this period. Moshe Rabbeinu Shoresh Torah Shebiksav, Rabbi Akiva Shoresh Torah Shebalpeh. Just 1 second. No, I think I'm wrong.
Where are you?
No. Sorry.
Kuf Ayin.
Kuf Ayin. Kuf Ayin.
We had just finished. We Kuf Ayin Aleph maybe at the top. Or we were Rabbi Akiva, Mikabel is Koicho. That
is the bottom. Yeah, down at the bottom. Dvarim shelo nigla lamoisha, nigla bekiva v'chaveirov. Okay.
Right, we do that.
Oh, this is where we have to go from. Okay, sorry about that. As I was summering, I turned back to see where we came from, and I didn't turn back again to where we were. I apologize. No, I've got the fold here. I can see it. Okay. I'm using a new safer, so I can see exactly where we are, because there's only one fold in the page. When I use my old safer, every page is folded. So the local kach was there. Fine. There's 50 gates, whatever that means, of Bina, whatever that means. Kulam nitna la Moshe chosa achad. Moshe Rabbeinu, we now got to the 49th level of Bina, whatever that is. He didn't get to the 50th level, Shenema. V'techsoru ma'at mi'elokim. Ma'at. He was missing a little bit of his understanding of Hashem, yeah? So Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, "Vaspekari meira shehi dagosu shel Moshe e efshel lagolot et shara chamishim." But Moshe Rabbeinu is aspekari meira with his total clarity. I mean, it's mind-boggling if you just think about it for a while. He spoke ponim uponim to the Rabbi Nishalei. You know, that's beyond wild. That we can't understand. I mean, there's nothing to talk about there. But the Gemara says that even with his aspekari meira, which was Moshe Rabbeinu's darga, it's impossible to see Shah Hamishi. You can't see Shah Hamishi. Shah Makol Nehir Tzehir V'Bohir. Everything there is clear. The 50th Shari Tuma, 50th Shari Bina, Slicha. Everything's poshut and clear. Hasofik Shema Oire Inyan Tzadik V'Ralo V'Rosha V'Toiv Lo Enu Shoylet Sham. The subject of Tzadik V'Ralo V'Rosha V'Toiv Lo, it can't get in there. It doesn't exist there. There's no Shoyresh there. Bichlal. Shara Chamishim Hisha Amidgale Dafka Derech Masach. Dafka Mitoik Cheshkes Hayesurim Shaover Rebbe Akiva Nidgale Lo Shara Nun. Vzeo Shenema Dvarim Shelo Nigla Lo Moshe Nigla Rebbe Akiva V'Chaveirov. Now, I don't understand what he means. He seems to be saying the opposite of what he's saying. Moshe Rabbeinu can't see Shara Chamishim because there everything's clear. The sophic of Tzadik V'Ra'al over Rosh HaVatoiv Lo has no place there. So then Moshe Rabbeinu should be able to go there. Rabbi Akiva shouldn't be able to go there. Because Moshe Rabbeinu has Aspeklal Emiri, he can't see Shah Chamishim because that you see through a Masach. There's an interface. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't need interface. So he can't go into 50. Why not? Is it Dafka because of the Surim that Rabbi Akiva went through, Shar Nun was revealed to him? the law muvan, what he's talking about. Anybody understand what he means here? New law. It should be the opposite. Moshe Rabbeinu has such clarity. So in Shal Chamishim, where there's no musag of tzadik v'ralo, rosh v'toiv lo, so Moshe Rabbeinu should be very comfortable and should be able to understand it. Rabbi Kivud should have the problem with it. I don't know. Let's go forward and see if he takes us somewhere. I've never understood what's going on here. So Shal Kach Hamar Kodesh Baruch Hu Moshe, Chozel Achorecha, Dahainu Shebedaga Habehira, She'ata Nimtze Bo, Hi Bebechines Aspekla Lemeira, Ru Bechines Torah Shebiksav. A Kodesh Baruch Hu, remember in the Gemara we saw, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, go back. You want to see Rabbi Kiva, Shev Me'achorecha, you have to go back. Why? Because in the level you're holding it, in the Aspekla Lemeira, that's Torah Shebiksav, Shehi Dover Hashem Golu La'ain Kol, that's where Hashem's revealed to everybody. Ein Musak Shal Tzadik V'ralo, there's no room for Tzadik V'ralo. Tzadik V'ralo, he be Bechinas Torah Shvalpe, Bechina Abo Mitzad Mekablai Torah. That's only Shaykh by Torah Shvalpe, that comes Mitzad us. We the Mekablai Torah, we can see that. Ela Heim Ha'osophis V'hayiturim that comes from the Hosafos, from the additions that we add to the Torah. That was Rabbi Akiva who was sitting there busy putting tagim on the ois. It's not mitoicha ois. The Torah is the ois. The tagim that Rabbi Akiva added on, for sure, that's Torah afterwards, but that came mitzad us, not mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zeh mitzidainu. There's no mitguf ha'ois. Hashem wrote the Torah. Writes the Torah. That's Meguf Ois. Moshe Rabbeinu writes the Sefer Torah. Rabbi Kiva is busy adorning it with crowns. Eloin Ois and Tagin Ketorim Shei Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yeshev Koishel Oisav Shel Torah. There Hashem's busy adorning the Oisim with those Tagim. Aleim Omar Hakadosh Baruch Hu Adam Echad Yeshev Kiva Ben Yosef Shmoi Vaasid Lidresh Al Kol Koitz VeKoitz Tili Tilim BaAlochas. Rabbi Kiva Hu Arav Shel Torah Golos. Rabbi Kiva is the Rebbe of Torah Sagolos. Shel Torah Yisurim. That's the kishutim of Torah. What are the kishutim of Torah? Is the kabbalos yisurim ba'ava. Ba'alpaim shnois Torah nigleisi aleim benisim geluim uba'ava goli. In the 2,000 years of Torah, there was a Kodesh Baruch Hu revealed himself openly. Open miracles. Ava goli. And the day kach tisgadol v'tiskadosh shmei bekirbo. So for sure, Hakadosh Baruch Hu's name was Mekadished, was raised great amongst them. No, it's a Kiddush Shem Shemayim Begolui. There was a Kiddush Shem Shemayim Begolui. You see it Mefurish, Kriyas Yamsuf, Kabbalah Satorah. The whole world knew about it. The whole world, even just Yetzias Mitzrayim, everyone was talking about it. The ganze Welt was running around talking about it. Kriyas Yamsuf, the leaders of the whole world were trembling, shambling. There was a ganze Kiddush Shem Shemayim. Mikan Va'elech Ba'apayim Shnois Mashiach He Megalin Es Avosam Alai. Different to the 2,000 years of Golus that we're in now, Ikhazan Mashiach, there the Gadlus, the Kiddush Hashem, comes about not because of the miracles and the open Gilu, Dafka, because of the Hester, that we makabel everything that Hashem gives us, Ba'ava. Everything that I bring upon them, says Hashem, Hei makabli basimcha. They makadish my name hidden in the recesses of their heart. Not a big Kiddush Shem Shemayim where you see open miracles and Kriyas Yamsuf and Esamakas. The miracles are more subtle. They're hidden. They're personal. I mean, there were two kufas where we had unbelievable giluim of nisim giluim. But there was always room to interpret them different. Even by the Makkas, there were those that were starting to explain them, you know, derech ha-teva. You always look for the teva in something because you want to be able to understand it. You want to have to deal with a miracle. Adat tegufas rohoben varigas asare rugi malchus lo iria metzia shetzadikim bedagosom shel asare rugi malchus lo yitzlam benes lo dinotzlu benes. The importance of why this story, the events of the Asara Ruga Malchus, why it makes such a big noise. I mean, a lot of people got, you know, Rahman al-Tzal, we've lost a lot of tzaddikim, were murdered by Roshoim along the way. What was the big deal there? But that was the first time that tzaddikim on that level weren't saved by Nes. They could have just, they could have turned the Romans into frogs if they wanted. And you see, they weren't. All the tzaddikim had open miracles. Avraham nitzel mikiv shana esh. Moshe ben nitzel micherev paroi. Daniel nitzel migoiva reis. Hanani mishal vazari nitzlu mikiv shana esh. All the tzaddikim, everything. Sarah was saved from paro. He got a plague that night. Open miracles happening to take care of the yidden. Yeah, we the Jewish people. That's the whole story after story of unbelievable nisim. The sun stands still for Yeshua. I mean, you can carry on. All of Tanakh is riddled with nisim. The kol tzarich hakodesh baruch hu hayem meshadet es mareches hateva v'metzila. Hashem had no problem turning the world upside down. V'metzila kan iri acheres. Yeah, something else happened. It was the first time where tzaddikim and azar darga and Hashem doesn't save them. They suffer yisurim noraim, terrible, terrible deaths, each and every one of them. That needs to understand that shift, that change. What changed from the unbelievable? That doesn't mean that there weren't nisim for certain people. You know, Reb Shimon bar Yochai lived off the Nevuah. He lived in the period of Golus. He also had nisim done for him. Yeah, but those were private nisim. There wasn't the Romans didn't turn into lice. No, the Romans were there. He was in danger. He had to hide in a cave. He was, you know, he had to, his clothes were wearing off, so he had to bury himself in sand. Hashem gave him water and a few vegetables to eat, whatever, carobs, whatever. Sada, a big nace. Well, you understand there's a different quality there. Reb Chaim Mendoza also could light vinegar because he didn't have oil. Sada, well, those weren't miracles that were open to the world. Those weren't miracles that were, you see the difference. The whole world wasn't going, wow, you know, chief, we better be careful of these yidden. You know, Reb Chaim Mendoza light vinegar last night. No, there was besides in the privacy of his little, in his hovel, wherever he lived, in abject poverty. And he had his private miracles. I'm sure there were plenty of, you know, we've had all the generations, we've had Balmoifsim doing miracles, even Ada Yom Hazeh. But a very different quality, a different. It's in the Hesed, it's in the hidden, it's not Gilyon. Mikan ve'elech kayem es aliyah bedarga. Kasher nichnotzim lemochum seisa lebechinas cheder yichud makorish boruchu galim ki oisa anoichi shel anoichi Hashem elokecha sheitzeis chameretz Mitzrayim. We now gone up a darga. People, you know, look at it, you think, no, this is, we've gone down. We've gone down a level. Wow, they were there, and they had all these nisim, and look, we struggling here, whatever. No. We've gone up a level. We have to do what they did, or what we have to do without that. We have a different test, a different nisoy. So our job is to be megala, but that anoichi, the anoichi that took us out of Mitzrayim, that's the same anoichi that's anoichi hasta asteponaimim. I will hide my face from them. Same anoichi. Anoichi Hashem Hashem Yetzeis Chemeret Mitzrayim is the same anoichi who said hasta asteponai. I'll hide my face from them. He hasn't gone away. People think Hestepani means Hashem's gone away. Law, he's not here anymore. He's gone away. No. He's just hiding. He hasn't gone away. He hasn't gone away. No, he's here, just like he was before. Involved in every aspect of the Bria. Everything. Nothing's without him. Ah, we don't see it. You know, that's called Hestepani. It's hidden. You look for it, you'll find it. It's counterintuitive. I'm going to tell me the Hestaponim is a higher darga. Well, one second. We're on a higher level today in terms of our tfisa of the Boir Elohim than they were back in Mitzrayim when they stood at Yamsuf. Or was this an aliyah? Was Rashi's darga of Betochen a higher level than the Chovos HaLevavos? The law, you're on a much higher level, since you get what you want. We can't do that, so we're Nebuch, we're on a lower level, so we have to just, you know, we'll take whatever we can get, you know, and we'll hopefully it's for the best. It is for the best, but yeah. No. You've been promoted. Yeah, you got a promotion. It doesn't feel like a promotion, does it? Moshal. Well-worn marshal. Ava b'noyim masachakim b'machbuim. Father and a son, they play hide and seek. Yeah, that's what you call it in England, in America. Hide and seek. Yeah, somebody hides away, and then somebody has to find it. So the father and the son are playing hide and seek. When you're playing with a three-year-old, where do you hide? You hide under the table, behind the door. You hide in a place where there's a mont-kal where he can find you very easy. The son can find you easily. As a child gets older, according to his abilities, the father finds more sophisticated places to hide, more difficult places to hide, depending on the level of the child. Yeah, it's got to be a challenge, but also he has to be able to find him, because if you can't find him, so there's a law. That's not good. When the son finds the father, wow, there's a big excitement. Yeah, the father's so much nachas that he's got such a clever son that he can find him in places where you wouldn't imagine that father could be hiding there, and the son was magale. He used his seichel and he found him with a big, big nachas, and everyone's very happy because, wow, that was a big deal. Yeah. When a ben golov afach leboge, now the son grows up, and now he's not a little kid anymore. Vata yoda av kilo yeli lo shum tachumimim. He knows that they've used up all the hiding places in the house. There's nowhere anymore. The garden outside. The said, the son's too clever. There's nowhere for him to hide anymore. But he still wants to play with his son. Yeah. Normally, when that happens, you stop playing hide and seek with your son. Okay, that's what happens in the real world. But this is a marshal, so we have to run with the marshal. Yeah. So as oile b'dayter ayor, umashlich es bnoi el ayor. He takes his son right out and he puts him in the forest, yeah, and he leaves him there. The son's terrified. He's out there in the dark in the forest. Oh, scary. He has all the noises and whatever. He can't see where he's going, whatever. He can't see. He can't hear. Just did these weird, you know, he's in the forest. All he hears is the sounds of wild animals around him, yeah. The peta. A very African experience, this, yeah? He sees a lion coming towards him. Yeah? Now, imagine how he feels. The guy's melting with fear now. You lose your mind, okay? And it's never happened to me, you know? There aren't lions walking around the streets where I live, okay? But you know, you see the lion in your car and you can get scared, yeah? And then there's lions coming towards him. So, what mafchid? One second, he stops turning things. One second. How did I happen to be in the forest? How did I get to be in this forest? My father, Abba Sheli. My father loves me. My father wouldn't put me in danger, my life. My father didn't take me and put me in the middle of the Amazon jungle there, whatever, and leave me to be eaten alive. As Ein Zoy Sela, Shari Zeh, Ein Oela Abba. Must be that the lion must be my father pretending to be a lion. When he gash l'ari b'batocha, masiyam al panov es ha-masacha v'kaira, ava yadati sheze ata. He takes off the mask and he says, I knew it was you. How do you know it was him? Poshut, because how did I end up in this forest? Because my father put me here. And there's this lion coming to eat me. What do you think? My father left me in the forest to die, or to get eaten by lions. My father put me here. It's because there's a reason. There's a lion coming towards me. That must be my father dressed up like a lion. Simcha v'dayle metzipe es libo shalav v'reise es chochmas b'nai. I wouldn't say chochma. The father's very happy. The wisdom of the child. Sure, wisdom, but there's something deeper there. There's such a deep understanding. There's such a deep trust of the son for the father. Such a deep imuna that he knew this couldn't be dangerous. It couldn't be bad. If my father threw me into the forest, we're carrying on a hide and seek game. Just my father, now he hid himself in a lion costume. Well, it's the same game. That's the vote. For sure Hashem's hiding. He's playing, not playing with us hide and seek. He's playing. Well, he has a matara. There's a reason why he's hiding. And our job is to be magali him in every aspect. And when we magali him in every aspect, we go, ah, Hashem, I knew that was you. Oh, he gets very excited. He gets so much nachas from us. That's not always a poshut. Not always a poshut, because in our scenario, in the nimshal, sometimes people do get eaten by the lion. Yeah? The local kach pashut. We've had to deal with 2,000 years of unbelievable traumas. It was one of the biggest, not one of the, probably the biggest problem we have, yeah? What are we dealing with? Why do bad things happen? Never mind to good people. Why do bad things happen? Bichlal. You know, you see bad things happening. You know, there's no suffering out there. There's ever been a tekufa where there hasn't been suffering? Real suffering. Not hide and seek suffering. There's real pain and suffering. You know? So that needs to be understood. This marshal doesn't calm us. It doesn't help us because, for sure, gives us a leg up. Understand? Hashem's hiding. Everything's from Hashem. It's all for the good. But we don't see the good always. Sometimes you do. Sometimes you don't. There's more that's needed because the mask's not coming off every 5 minutes. Doesn't go through sometimes long periods of Yisurim where it's just dark. The mask doesn't come off. You have to hold tight, very tight. A little pushut. You know, we're not holding by the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish, somebody who understands the light of truth, somebody who understands the light of truth, will always be besimcha. There's no sadness. I can't remember the exact loshen there, but the bottom line is there's no sadness to somebody who understands the light of truth. Yofi, but who understands the light? I mean, there's no sadness to someone who understands the light of truth. You looked outside lately, there's no sadness. Wow. You have to understand what this means. You know, this is, we can just go away and say, wow, that's a nice marshal. Yeah, it's all Hashem. Hashem's just wearing a mask and there's nearly nothing and it's all good. And it's, you know, yeah, but you heard about the Holocaust. You heard about the Inquisition. You heard about Tachvatat. You heard about, you know, the smallpox epidemic, you know, where people with Rahmanistan dying in the streets, you know, but the mask never came off. Yeah, the mask will come off, but in the meantime, it's a lopashut. So how do we deal with it? How do we know that these are not bad things. We know intellectually it's not bad. It looks bad, yeah, but it's not bad. Ultimately, it's all for the good. How do you live with that? How do you internalize that? How do you stay calm with that? There's work to be done. Nachon? Okay. Akonish Bochu Nikro. Kela mistater. Oilam umaloshen helam. The Kodesh Baruch Hu mitchabe venela mitanu v'tafkidein hu legalosa. That's for sure. That nobody does. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is called a hidden God. The oilam, this world, this place where we live at the moment, where we make our lives, is called oilam. So the normal translation is world. But the word oilam is not world. The world means helam. This world only exists because there's a helam, there's a tzimtzum. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hid himself. If he didn't, then we couldn't exist. In order for us to exist, Hashem has to hide himself. If he would reveal himself, there wouldn't be you and me, there wouldn't be room for anything, it wouldn't be Bechira. This world requires Bechira, otherwise there's no point in us being here. For that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to hide himself. Okay, how he hides himself, that's a big sugya I'm going into now. Not because I don't want to, but because I don't understand it. So just take the words. Hashem is hidden. So Hashem hides, and our job is to reveal him. Kashyam Yisrael hayatzir liyomim. That's Shara Bechina. Shara Bechina is where the Chovas HaLevavos teaches you how to look at the world and see the Chochmah of the Boiri in the world. It means you see the Boiri in the world. So you have a look and understand, wow, there's a Boiri here. You go look at a tree. You could stare at a tree the whole day, by the way. Lights aren't going to come out. You're not going to see Hashem jumping out of the tree. But if you know how to look at a tree properly, using your seichel, not just feeling, but using your seichel, you analyze the unbelievable genius of a tree, from a seed to the branches, to the leaves, to the way it nurtures itself, photosynthesis, yin, hair, bum, the way the fruits change color, the way the fruits grow. Unbelievable technology. I mean, beyond comprehension. Yeah, you analyze that. So then, yes, and you see Hashem being Megale in the Bria. That's what Rambam says. Rambam says, how do you come to love Hashem? You mean being born in the Bria. You look at Hashem's Maisim. You can't see the doer, but you can see what he's doing. You can see what he's doing. You look at a building, you see a building, you go, wow, I'd like to meet the engineer that designed this building. This building's genius, man, wow. You know, it turns so that the sun is always in the right place. You don't need to use heating or cooling because the building's got this special, wow, that's genius. I'd love to meet the guy who made it. You don't know who made it, but you know the guy that designed it is wow, he's clever. Yeah, he's no dumbbell. Yeah. Well, the same thing, yeah. You look at the Bria, then you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't see him the way we mean see him, but you understand who's behind all of this. Okay, maybe we'll start this tomorrow. It's already gone past time. Okay. So these are hard sugyas. This is as hard as it gets. Trying to understand the Hester Ponim, trying to understand the Tzadik Viral, or trying to understand evil in the world, trying to understand suffering in the world. These are age-old questions. These are not new questions. There's books of Tanakh dealing with the subject. You know, there's Eov, and these are big sugyas. But we have to deal with them. We have to deal with them. And we're dealing with them not from a place of, a Club Med, with our feet up and, reading Eov. You know, we're in the middle of some serious Yisurim, yeah. And a person has to know how you deal with it. We're all going through it together. So let's assume we'll work through it slowly, slowly. Together, hopefully we can mechazak each other. Beseder. Questions or not? Beseder. Shara B'tochen tonight is at 9, I believe. Yeah, tonight it'll be at 9. Bezrat Hashem. Last week we had a bit of a setback, but should be good to go tonight at 9. Okay. Have a good day, Rabbi Isa.
Thank you,
be careful. Take good care.